And just a lot of good people on the radio today, including Resource Auctions' Dennis Belisky. Howdy, Dennis.
Hey, Mick Kerr. How are you today?
Fabulous. Although, just, I guess, kind of like the weather. I'm usually like the weather. I'm either a sunny, smiling face or gray and overcast. And that, I guess that's, although I'm in, you know, feel good, I'm just kind of gray and overcast today.
Comes with the territory, man. You'd be a meteorologist for 25 years or an auctioneer for 35. You know what? You can be gray and overcast in a hurry.
And that's okay, because when it's gray and overcast, people couldn't farm, so they came to the auction. And, hey, you
got a... We've got a great big auction going on right now. You know, we combined our fall consignment auction at the Alaris Center with a farm auction for a gentleman, and we've got about... 400 and some, 500 lots in all, selling in two different rings. Very good, diversified auction. We got a lot of stuff that should be of interest to a big crowd, including a good line of farm machinery and equipment from one seller, many items on the consignment level from different other local operators. We've got tractors, combines, trucks, headers, got a nice self-propelled windrower, got some construction equipment. We got a side dump and a belly dump and some wheel loaders and skid steers, a ton of new and used skid steer attachments, got some really good hopper trailers. We got a lot of equipment on this auction. It's a big auction, like I said, very well-rounded, lots of stuff for everybody to take a look at. Kind of an interesting concept. We've never done that before, but the timing was right at the end of the year here to go ahead and put the consignment auction together with one farm auction, just to make both auctions a little more accessible to all of our bidders, because time is waning. It's getting to be the end of the year, and of course loadout and things like that get to be difficult for everybody too. So we can simplify the process, save our sellers a little bit of money in terms of marketing and promotion, why not? And looking forward to always doing something different to be one step ahead, to save time for the sellers and the buyers alike. And, you know, that's been one of the things that we've prided ourselves in over the years. And matter of fact, it's been part of our slogan for a long time, you know. Steady innovation has been a part of our progress, and that's one of the things that we always want to sell to people, is that we have steadily innovated the process by which we're doing things so that we can make it more accessible and more easy to people. There's so many complications in everything now, websites and different things like that. We just want to make it as simple as we can and make the process as smooth as we can for sellers and buyers alike. And got a good crew of people working for us, going out and putting things together in front. That's important this time of the year. You get into different weather situations and whatnot. We have the equipment to go ahead and put your auction together, good loaders and things like that to line things up. Got a good wash for us. We've got whatever you need to get the things done that you need to have done. We don't want to leave those stones unturned. We've talked about this so many times, Mick. One chance is all you get to have a good auction, just one chance.
And with this one that you combined with the consignment auction, holy mackerel, 500 items is going to take a while to take a look at everything. What are some, for you, from your perspective, Dennis, what are some of the highlights of this farm auction combined with the consignment?
We've got a nice quad track with power takeoff on the auction. We've got some other two- and four-wheel drive and mechanical front-wheel drive tractors, good semis. We've got a good mixture of livestock panels and things of that nature. A lot of good tillage equipment. There's some really nice tillage pieces in there. It's a 24-row Monosem planter on a Sorensen bar that's on tracks. That's a real nice planter for somebody. Going to make a really nice planter for somebody come spring. That's a good opportunity for somebody to take a look at that. And just lots and lots and lots of other good items. And, you know, we find that the market's pretty tight. If you've got good equipment to sell, it's bringing good money. And, you know, the nice thing about dealing with us folks, we're plain, down-to-earth, simple people, farmer backgrounds, all of us. Nothing fancy about what we have to say or do, but we do know what equipment's worth. We'll give you a straight, honest answer as to what we think your evaluation of your equipment is, and we'll let you know what needs to be fixed or doesn't prior to the auction. And again, we've got the crew to go out and put things together for you, which we find, even in online auctions, is ever so important. People want to see that stuff looking good. They want to see it well represented in a line outside and want the opportunity to get a good feeling about what they're buying.
Yeah, squeaky clean means well taken care of, for sure, and worth taking a look at. So how do people take a look at it and get involved?
They can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015. Those auctions that we're talking about now are posted on our website. Just right after Thanksgiving here, we're going to start uploading all of the auctions that we have for next spring and next summer. Got a real nice lineup of spring and summer auctions already put together. The only one we're missing is yours.
All righty, we will do it. ResourceAuction.com. Thank you, Dennis. Now the question is, do you have your Christmas lights up yet?
You know, this is kind of a bad thing to say, but while you and I are sitting here talking, my wife is outside putting them up right now.
Oh, well, hey, now, delegate.
So thank you, Mick. Thank you for the call.
I know you got to get busy and get out there and give her a helping hand. So thank you. So,
are you sure you don't have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, see, okay, is it a real tree or artificial in the Bielski house?
One thing we want to say is happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners and all of our customers and clients.
Well, do. Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Thank you.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.